Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Diane Farsetta. In our top spin, who should decide if new construction might hurt endangered animals or plants? Why not the federal agency that wants to carry out that project? Currently, agencies planning new roads, dams, or other projects that might affect endangered species must submit their plans to an independent scientific review. The Bush administration wants to change that with what it calls a narrow regulatory change of the Endangered Species Act. Congress has rejected similar proposals for years, leading to charges that the administration is trying to dramatically change the law before it leaves office. The independent review system has been in place for more than 3 decades. One environmentalist called the proposal, quote, a case of asking the fox to guard the chicken coop, end quote.
The former spokesperson for Arlington National Cemetery, where U.S. service people are buried, is speaking out. She says that the deputy director of the site told her that he regularly called the families of fallen soldiers to discourage them from letting the media cover their loved ones' funerals. He had denied making such calls on several occasions, including in a meeting with Pentagon reporters. The spokesperson reviewed the cemetery's paperwork for troops killed in Iraq and Afghanistan since 2001. She found that nearly two-thirds of the families agreed to media coverage. Her support for allowing media access did not win her friends at Arlington. She said that because of her stance, her supervisors ignored her, limited her authority, and eventually fired her.
BP, formerly British Petroleum, is promoting its new gas with its first lifestyle campaign. The oil giant is highlighting its Invigorate gas additive. BP's 5-year Younger for Longer campaign will compare its new gas to older athletes. BP says its gas extends the life of engine parts, just like a healthy lifestyle helps people enjoy longer lives. The older athletes featured in the BP campaign range in age from a surfer in his early 30s to a marathon runner in her mid-50s. The Golan Harris firm is supporting the campaign. The campaign includes a 15-city tour of BP's Invigoration Station, which offers activities like a climbing wall. While its previous product launches have simply discussed gas, BP hopes the lifestyle approach will help build brand loyalty among its target consumers.
Walmart has been portraying itself as green. Here's an example.
One of the major things we're working on is the development of a supplier energy efficiency program. So now what we're thinking is of developing, and we're doing further tests of developing a program that the buyers can use to get our engineers or third-party engineers into many, many more factories.
But that doesn't mean Walmart welcomes oversight of green marketing tactics. The Federal Trade Commission is deciding how to regulate marketing claims about carbon offset programs. Offsets are a popular way for individuals and corporations to buy environmental credits to balance the impact of greenhouse gas-emitting activities. But with no regulation, there's also no guarantee that the offset proceeds actually benefit the environment. But Walmart doesn't want that to change. The company told the FTC that, quote, rather than attempting to define offsets or renewable energy credits, the commission should rely on the flexibility inherent in the reasonable basis doctrine. Different authoritative and expert institutions have adopted different but reasonable approaches, end quote. In other words, no firm definition should be created since there's not already a firm definition.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned the Golan Harris public relations firm. Golan Harris is a subsidiary of the Interpublic Group, the world's largest communications company. In 2006, Dow Chemical hired Golan Harris to run a global campaign to help clean up Dow's poor reputation. Among other unsavory activities, the chemical company has refused to compensate victims of the 1984 Bhopal disaster in India. Thousands of people died in the accident at a Union Carbide plant. Dow later bought Union Carbide. A Dow staffer wrote that the company hired Golan Harris to help stakeholders to, quote, better understand how its products, people, and actions contribute to human progress, end quote.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.